Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It is Friday, the 10th of August. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
Leslie T. Travis, as always.
How are you in there this morning?
I am good in here. How are you in there?
I'm okay. The Astros lost, but hey, that didn't look like Verlander last night.
He got a little upset.
yeah, he went bye-bye.
Uh-huh. We tried to come back. When I went to sleep, I think it was like 8-0 or 6-0. It was.
Yeah, it ended up 8-6. Yeah. I believe. They scored a couple of more runs. I had to shut it down at 6-0. I had to get a little shut out.
I was flipping back and forth because, of course, my Chiefs and my Texans were both playing last night in the pregame. Yeah. We won, by the way.
Did we?
Yep.
Well, that absolutely means nothing.
Well, no, but still, it's nice to win.
It's small ball right now. I want to see the big boys.
I had a lot of friends that were at the stadium taking pictures, so that was fun.
That always is. Had a shark attack yesterday on Crystal Beach on the Bolivar Peninsula.
You showed me those pictures. Wow.
Yeah, and just a little nip job, but boy, don't you know that hurt and burned in that salt water?
Oh.
And you could tell it was a good-sized shark because of the spacing of the teeth and the size of the tooth marks.
Right.
He
was very lucky he didn't lose his leg. It got him right above the knee.
Yeah, that was a little love tap right there and, by a pretty good-sized fish, looked like to me.
I'll pass on that affection. I sure will.
Or else that gentleman had a real skinny leg. Either or. It doesn't matter. It's a shark. And, you know, we've been talking a lot about them this year. We've seen a lot more sharks than normal. And the best way to avoid one is stay out of the water.
That's hard to do, though.
You know, my mom didn't like us in the water at the beach when we'd be down, you know, for the summer.
Yeah.
We'd spend on the island in August. She just didn't like us in the water in August. She curtailed our activities somewhat. She just had that sixth sense, you know. August is it's a hot month, and the bait fish are right up on the beach. The sharks come in real close, and if people understood, I mean, and that's just a rare case. You know, I heard of a couple of bites down Corpus Way, South Padre Island, last weekend. Nothing severe, but we didn't get any publicity out of that. Nobody mentioned it in the media wise, but it's just, there's so many sharks in the water, you can't believe it. And, you know, if they were hunting food from humans, we'd all be in trouble because that's how many fish are in the water.
Wow. Yeah.
Especially if you just go right off the beachfront. I mean, in tarpon fish or shark fish, there's millions of them along the beachfront.
Now you don't know how many is out there. And for everyone you see, there's probably thousands more
that
we don't know about.
Yeah, you just don't ever see
them. Mm-hmm.
But take warning, folks. I'm sure the shark flags are flying on the beach today. I'm sure there's, you know, the warnings.
Right, right.
And they should be probably just about every day this time of year.
Well, kids are heading back to school, so there's not going to be that many people, I don't think, down at the at the water right now.
Well, I think all my fellow brothers, fishermen out there wading around in the water, because wade fishing is really fun, and it's a relaxing way to fish and an easier way to fish, stalking fish in shallow water, but sometimes remember you may be getting stalked too.
Yeah, those waders aren't shark-proof.
No, they're not. You got that right. All right. Well, let's get this show to rolling here. Our sponsors today, Hook Spit Performance Rods, McLean Trailers, the CCA Star Tournament, Texan Roofing, Beck and Maston Buick GMC North, and Skeeter's Auto Service right now in Galveston. Weather-wise, it feels like 88. It's 81 degrees, and winds are, it's a little breezy early, but they'll come down as the morning starts. That's been the pattern here lately, but they're calling for a 60% chance of rain on the island today with a high of 88, and winds will be south-southwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour tonight. They're showing an 80% chance of rain. Thunderstorms late, a high of 80 or a low of 81 with winds southerly at 10 to 15, and then tomorrow pretty much the same 80% chance of rain, scattered thunderstorms, high of 86, and winds will be southerly at 10 to 15 miles per hour. So It's you know, I haven't had one of these thunder bumpers get me yet. It's been all around, but they're definitely been in the area all week. Looking at conditions right now, currently Galveston Pier 21, south-southwest at 7, gusting to 11. And Eagle Point, we have a west-southwest at 7 to 8 miles per hour. And in Morgan's Point, it is southwest at 5 to 7 miles per hour. Water temps at those two locations is 86.9 degrees. And looking at tides for today, we're on a four-tide schedule again. We have a high this morning at 5:36 a.m. It's a 1.6 coming off a negative 0.6 from last night. Then we have a low at 10:06 a.m., a 1.3, then a high at 2:11 p.m., a 1.5, and then a low tonight at 10:15 p.m., it's a negative 0.5. Looking at sunrise this morning, 6:45 a.m., sunset 8:04 p.m., and our moon phase is 3%. Our first new moon of the month will be tomorrow night, Saturday night, 0%. So there you have it. There's your weather and tides and all of them. Just make a day of it. All right, let's go down to the Tri-Bay area and start off with the Hammer, Captain Glenn Hammond. Glenn, good morning.
Good morning, Captain Mickey. How are you, sir?
I'm good, bud. What's up with you?
Had a great week, man. Really good.
Great.
Really good. Weather cooperated. There was a couple of days where it quit blowing. The wind quit blowing out there, and it got kind of stifling hot, I would say. I think yesterday was the hottest day that I think I've experienced in the boat. The wind shut down on us for a little while. Everything slicked out, and buddy, it was a little miserable out there. But the action with the fish kept everybody interested. So anyway, we were able to get off the bay early each day. On Tuesday morning, I had Mickey Cooper come down from Austin. He fishes with me all the time. The first stop we had, man, boom, we were on them. And what I've been fishing, Mickey, that, like you said, just said, that the high tide was at 5:30 this morning.
Yeah.
It's been about the same way all week long when I get out there. Because we go so early, we've done missed the tide. It's done did its thing. It's just kind of just standing there, you know what I mean, just kind of slack. And really not much movement at all. But I'll tell you what, the fish didn't. They've been congregating in this little area. And I ain't had no problem at all getting limits. I mean, I can't say that all the time, but we've actually been able to pick some fish. I haven't had anything to write home about, but anyway, Mickey got him 10 trout up to 20 inches long. We're using live shrimp again, still using live shrimp underneath the popping cork. I just can't get away from it. Whatever's working, you know, stay with it, and that's basically what I'm doing, man, rigging them up about a foot and a half, 2 foot deep underneath the popping cork with a 20-foot leader piece of monofilament, not a 20-foot, 20-pound, 20-pound monofilament as a leader, you know, with a little bitty old split shot down there to hold that shrimp at bay. But anyway, we got him 10 real nice trout Tuesday morning. And on Wednesday morning, I had to get Dr. Gary McDonald and his grandson, Damien. And Damien was like 17 years old. And, man, we sat on him, buddy. I've been going to the same area. I mean, it's up on a sand flat. And you can watch the schools of mullet just loitering around the boat, you know what I mean? And, you know, just wraps of mullet coming through. And like yesterday, buddy, we put the shrimp right underneath the mullet. I mean, even if it was only 10 or 15 feet away from the boat, which I normally have them cast as far as I can away from the boat because of all the hull slap and everything, in my mind and my theory, we're just not going to catch something right at the boat. Well, I was so dead wrong. This dude kept throwing right off the bow of the boat into the pods of mullet. And I mean, fishing about 2 feet deep underneath that popping cork, right? We put a herd on them. But so anyway, Wednesday morning we had with Dr. Gary and his grandson, we had 15 trout. We had a 23-inch red. We had some drum. We had some whiting. So just a good mixed box, and that's what you're going to get using live shrimp underneath the popping cork. But like I said, no tide, and you wouldn't think anything was going to happen at all. The fish are just hungry, and we cornered them up in one area, I guess. On yesterday morning, I had an old friend of mine and his buddy, Art, and Hippie, come down, and again, we had 15 trout, 8 whiting, 10 sand trout, and again, on absolutely no tide at all, just slack as could be. Boy, and that wind shut down, it got so miserable out there, it was like, y'all better do your thing, Captain, you're losing the captain, we're going, man. But we've been getting out there right around daylight, somewhere a little after 6 o'clock, and then trying to be back at the dock at about 10, 10:30, and hitting the shade, buddy, and getting the shade and clean them up. But everything's been on live shrimp underneath the top and cork. I haven't put a croaker on the boat this week. I didn't have to. The reason I've been going with shrimp and the reason I fish with shrimp is because of the variety of fish you get and the action that you get. It may not be always beautiful when you pull a gaff top in or a hard head or something like that, but you're gonna get a pretty decent fish or some kind of a eating fish, you know what I mean? You're gonna have live shrimp. But anyway, I can't get them to throw artificial this time of year. It's just, I mean, why do it when you got rafts and rafts of bait around your boat, you know what I mean? And you start throwing plastic, it's hard to compete against that. But I mean, not really. Not when you've done it all of your life like you have and everything. You know, we've thrown plastic. And I'll throw it till the sun goes down. But I can't get kids to do it. You know what I mean? I'm not going to ask them to do that. We go out to have fun, man. You throw shrimp underneath 2 foot deep underneath the Nexus 4 Midcoast product popping cork. And like I said, rig it about 2 foot deep and a little bitty number 6 treble hook. That's all you need in this area right now. That's if you get up on the flats or if you get around some oyster reefs. And basically, that's what I've been doing in Christmas Bay and mostly in Christmas Bay, a little bit in Bastrop. I haven't been near as good in Bastrop, but our bay complex down here at this end, it looks really, really good. The water's a little off color, you know, but not bad at all. It's overall, it's been a great week.
Well, water color doesn't mean nothing if you're throwing live bait. I mean, that's the key.
Yes,
to throwing,
sir,
live bait. You don't have to depend on the water clarity. Like us lure guys.
But what'd y'all do? Did y'all smack them this week?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, fishing's good.
Good.
If you're in the right
good
place. It's
yes, sir.
It could be better up my way, but you guys got all the fish ever since that big flood. It just, everything's staying down south, and we're having to, you know, go way down the channel to get our fish, even this late in the year. It's just going to take a while for my backyard to recuperate and come back, but they'll eventually get back up here. But I get all this great advice from all these new youngsters. Maybe I ought to try something different and all that stuff. Well, you know, I've been there, poked the bear, been bit by the bear, the whole 9 yards. But I appreciate all the good advice, you know.
Yes, sir.
From a guy that's younger than my son, you know.
And how old is that?
Pretty young.
Oh,
no, there was some new guy that I ain't ever heard of him. I'm not friends on Facebook. Probably was friends on with him at one time, but probably dumped him. But he was calling all of us on the radio, a bunch of Yahoos yesterday on social media.
Oh, well.
Yeah. I've caught more trout than he'll ever see. But I appreciate the advice anyway, but I'm not dragging bait.
Sure.
But I'm not dragging a bait bucket around full of croakers fishing. I'm fishing with lures. A little different ball
right
game there. A little bit different.
Yes. Yes, sir, it is. Well, let me throw this out there real quick. I'm still doing running night trips. Anybody wants to book a night trip and spend a beautiful afternoon watching the sunset, I guarantee you no sunburn. It's lots of fun. We put the generator and the green lights out. We can sit out there in the cool breeze. If you have any parents or children or anybody that you just don't want to put them out in that heat this time of year, well, let's go do a night trip. And I'm just the one to do it. I've got the whole set up.
You're the man.
we can create the environment. We can bring them to us, buddy. I promise you that. But anyway, that's about all I got, Captain.
All right, Glenn, throw them out a number, bud.
Yes, sir. They can reach me at 713-208-0683. Thank
all
you,
right,
sir.
Hey, thank you, Glenn. Have a good weekend, buddy. See you, man.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Keep it up. All right. Well, I wish you the best today, my friend. I hope you... you have a successful day out there.
Oh, I've already had a successful day. I'm standing up. All the rest of it is just a bonus.
You got your early morning sickos living an outdoor dream. They hunting, fishing all the time. It ain't working. Beats all I've ever seen.
I went from a country boy to a city when I moved to Katy. So.
Yeah, Katy, they made a city slicker out of you. Huh? Katy used to be the country.
I know. I used to sit out in my backyard in the underwear and drink beer and throw my beer cans out there and shoot them with the pellet gun. And
not anymore.
Can't do it now.
And waking up at 4 a.m. before the roosters start to crow. If you want to hunt and fish in Texas, better listen to the outdoor show.
We had so many little ones, I'm sitting there scratching my head going, why in the world can't we catch a keeper?
Now, time for more of the Outdoor Show, presented by Hook's Pit Performance Rods on Sports Radio 610.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 420 in the Bayou City. Let's move up the road a little bit, man. Let's go fish some fresh water now. See if he's getting some keepers. Got to get keepers, man. Got to have them. Let's go see Mr. Bob Green. Hey, Bob, what's going on, bud?
Good morning. Yeah, you can actually catch a few those 14 unders right now.
Can you? That's keepers on Fayette County, man. That's what we need to have here.
That's keepers there. But I tell Leslie, all I've done is burn the roads up for the last 2 weeks.
You've been a road lizard, huh?
I don't have much of a fishing report, but I can tell you every casino between West Texas and Papua New Mexico is paying
you better,
and not paying.
You need to come back home and run some trips, make some money, man. You're out of money.
Exactly. None of, you know, gas, too. Oh, boy. Yeah, it just, you know, this time of year is when I normally, you know, take off. You know, I'll usually go for a week, week and a half, and then I'll take another week off, maybe fish a little bit, and then, you know, and take another one off. But I know when I left Rio Doce, it was 55 degrees.
Boy,
and then
that's nice. Yeah, golly.
And went straight across the top of Panhandle of Texas over in Oklahoma, and you could just watch that old temperature gauge just arise, and every time you had to get out and get gas, I'm thinking, man, I'd rather go back to Rio Doce.
Heavens, yes.
Well, it's, I don't know. That just, up there is just, you know, that dry heat, too, just so much better than the humidity we got.
Yeah, it is a lot different, you know. My nephew, you know, plays golf, and he says when he's out there in, you know, in Vegas and Arizona and all those places playing, you know, I said, man, how hot is that? Y'all are playing. It was 115. He said, yeah, but that's like 90 in Texas, you know. He said it's not that bad. It's a dry heat, and it doesn't take it out of you like the humidity does.
Well, I was trying to figure out why I had a little twinge in my back. But I remember my grandson and I went and hit a bucket of balls yesterday afternoon. So,
there you go.
That explained that. But anyway, I've been keeping up with a couple of my buddies that are, you know, that work the lake. And it's still kind of, you know, this is normally time we'd be going after schooling fish and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's just not going to happen. Unless, you know, I think it was the middle of August, September, 2 years back that we got a little showing of schooling fish. So all we can do right now is hope again, you know, that they'll show up. But I wouldn't bet the farm on it.
Well,
water's still up. I mean, they're going to keep watering the lake this time of year, that's for sure, all the way up.
But,
you know, it's still up in that 94, 96 range. Just depends on where you're at. Hotter than that in other places. It's just not our time of year. I'm glad to hear y'all are catching some fish.
Yeah, it's been a roller coaster. We've had all of the weird weather and weird winds and everything else, but it's I think June was probably our worst month, and it's usually supposed to be your best month, but it wasn't this year. but July and August are making up for it. It's come around. It's not what I've seen in the past as far as fantastic. It's just okay. You can go out there and catch your fish and go through the motions and have a good time anyway.
Yeah, I've been telling some of my guys when they call and they want to bring a smaller kid up right now. And I guess if you might be doing perch trips, you know, this is the time of year for them perch, either the red ear or the like the little goggle eyes and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Do y'all have a lot of perch in that lake? Do a lot of people fish for them up there or what?
Yeah, but every year they have something called a perch jerk. And it's a good time for everybody, you know, to get involved in it. But they carry in too many small fish.
Yeah.
You know, just to say they brought in 49 or 48 or 30 or something like that. So I don't know if it hurts the population of it. But I remember you used to go out there and catch them anywhere, any sandy areas or little rocky, gravelly-looking spots. And you could catch a good eating mess of them. But some of those last few of those deals that I attended, I mean, they'd have some in there 3 inches long.
Yeah, that's too little. Long. They need to let them go.
And that's
good bass bait right there. That'll feed them big bass.
Yeah,
in that lake.
That's right. Well, they got plenty. The good thing about this year, they've got plenty of cover. So since the spawn, they've had plenty of grass to hide in. So we're going to have a really good spawn this year.
Yeah,
our survival rate's gonna be good.
Well, the way y'all have it, lake set up with that slot, that middle slot like that, just, all that does is keep your biomasses up and just solid fish to catch and throw back. I mean, that's I wish we could do something like that on the coast where our fishery would rebound 100-fold.
Yeah,
really would.
Well, I'd heard some kind of rumors that they may switch the slot to 16 instead of 14, but I haven't heard anything, you know, permanent on that.
Well, I'd rather eat a 14-inch bass than a 16-inch bass.
Oh gosh, yes, those little 14-inch fish are thick and solid, and I don't have anything against anybody who wants to keep a few of those. There's just so many of those in there. There's sometimes when that's all you get into.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's why right now, if you get into a mess, you take a jigging spoon or a drop shot and drop down in them. But you really haven't paid attention to your electronics right now because those fish are down fairly deep.
Are they?
Even the reports I'm getting from the buddies of mine is that they quit throwing a crankbait early.
Right.
You know, just didn't seem like there's any big reason to get out there too early. just it'll change. We'll start getting them first little cool fronts in, and we'll start topping them with top R's and buzz baits and stuff like that again. I'm pretty much kind of putting everybody. I'm going to fish next week because I got two afternoon trips next week. So I'll have you a lot better report next Friday. And, of course, I'll talk to my buddies this weekend, see how they're doing.
Afternoon trips.
Now, Kim, grandkids and all. They go back to school, I think, next week or week after.
Yeah, some of them are already going back. It's crazy. They just don't get any time. Afternoon trips, what do you usually do? What time do you usually go out on an afternoon trip?
Usually around 4:30.
I got
something
you.
Something like that, between 4 and 4:30, and then fish all the way till dark.
I got you. Okay. Well, it's cooler.
I mean, I know it's still hot, but then after that first, you know, hour and a half, it starts cooling down a little bit. And of course, we've had a pretty good breeze here in the afternoon here lately.
Yeah. Yeah, you do have a little breeze in the afternoons. That helps.
Yeah.
Sure does.
Well, it helps even sitting under the house. So.
Yeah.
I know about that. Get a little breeze through there.
Yes, sir.
Well, I got fans everywhere, so I'm going to get a breeze going on somewhere. But,
right.
But the report, you know, here, I mean, the water temperature is still up in them 90s, you know, the mid to upper 90s, and there's some fish to be caught, but you've got to kind of sit right over the top of them.
I got you.
Or if you're mad enough to throw one of them, you know, 12 to 15-foot diving crankbaits with a 4-to-1 retrieve, you can do okay with that. That just wears me out.
Yeah,
that's hard for customers to throw that.
I know. I don't prefer fishing that way unless I'm really in them. No. You know, you really got them. But all right, Bob. Well, hey, I'll check in with you next week. And if somebody wants to call you about coming up to Fayette County, how they get a hold of you, man?
Well, I hate that y'all got called Yahoos now. So I guess we're one of them Yahoos.
Yeah, we're just good old Yahoos on the radio, but hey, there's nothing wrong with that. That fits right in with early morning sickos.
I've been doing it a long time to be Yahoos. But
yeah, well,
anyway,
we're learning. Hey, we'll get there.
Yeah, sooner or later. 281-460-9200 or FayetteCountyBassFishing.com.
All right, Mr. Green.
Have a great weekend.
Hey, you do the same, brother. Good talking to you. All right, Bob. See
you,
man.
Bye-bye.
All right. Good old boy right there, Bob Green. Now we're going to go down Matagorda Way. Let's go talk to Captain Tommy Alexander. Tommy, what's up this morning?
Good morning, Mickey. What's going on?
Oh, not a lot. How are you, my friend?
Man, I'm pretty good. Pretty good. I'm alive and well.
Alive and surviving.
That's it.
Head above water.
I think we're going to, it's supposed to get windy. It's been, you know, we've had a pretty good stretch of good weather, but I heard wind's supposed to pick up this weekend, so I don't know.
Rain chance, a little wind, you know, that kind of deal. It's better than a hurricane.
I can't gripe. We've had some good, it's been pretty good over here for a pretty good while now. So, can't gripe about it, that's for sure.
No.
Been pretty good. Those big old big sand trout, gulf trout showed up over here finally.
There you go. Now that's good stuff right there.
Man, they showed up big time. It's funny how they just show up, you know. I mean, it's like just overnight, it's weird. They're not there and then all of a sudden next day they're there.
Yeah.
And plenty of them. I mean, we're catching a lot of them now. And some pretty good ones. I mean, you know, good stuff. Good stuff. And big croakers showed up with them.
Right.
We had some big old croakers, 12, 14-inch croakers.
Yeah, those are big for nowadays. Those used to be just everyday old croakers back in the day. You know?
Right. For nowadays, that's big.
Yeah. I'd like to see our croaker fishery come back. You know, that's I would specifically go fish for them just for table fare.
They're very good eating.
Best fish out of the bay in my books.
They're very good. Yep, I had a guy the other day that wanted to keep some of them. He had never eaten them. So we kept about five or six that day. I hadn't talked to him since, but I know he's going to love them. He made a little special baggie, put them in that so he could try them. But, yeah, those big old sandies are, I guess, gulf trout. Isn't that the technical? There's a difference, right?
Well, there is a difference. You have a sand trout and a gulf trout.
Right. The gulf trout are typically the bigger ones.
Right. Big old yellow mouths.
Yeah. I think we've got both of them in there right now. I've had a guy the other day throwing a DOA shrimp. And voodoo shrimp. I've seen both of them. This guy was throwing DOA shrimp, and he was catching them every single cast.
Right.
Those big old gulf trout.
Well, that's pretty good table fare for itself, too.
Right. But, yeah, can't complain still. I really hadn't been able to complain much this whole summer. To be honest,
that's good.
Just keep going. Been good. What about y'all fishing over there? Did you do any this week?
Yeah, I fished 2 days. It was good. Yeah, I caught a lot of redfish. I had good redfish trips.
I've been hearing y'all's West Bay. Some couple people been talking about it. Been pretty good.
Yeah, West Bay has been lights out. That's where all the croaker boats are. They're I've been pounding on them all year over there. That's been the best concentration of fish for us this year is over that way.
That's, I heard some guy, a customer I had, the fish is over there and over in Matagorda both, and he was telling me that there's been that's where they've been fishing or something.
Yeah.
They've been pretty good over that way.
That's been the best fishing around here, most consistent.
Gotcha. Yeah. When's that rain tomorrow?
It's a little out of my reach. I mean, I could go there, but I'm just fishing the edges, working, waiting on my day to come up my way.
Yeah, you'd have to trailer over to.
Yeah, I'd have to pull down 146 or I-45, and I'd rather do root canals all night than to pull a boat through that. I got hung up in that traffic yesterday.
I hear about that.
It's a total nightmare. It is just. You have to be in an emergency situation for me to go down those roads at the right time of day. It's pretty bad. Come on, Spur 99.
Yeah.
Come on with it. Well, Tommy, I got to run. I'm already on a break, man. Right. I have to check in with you. Throw out your number. Yeah. Somebody wants to come down to Matagorda and get on those multi-species.
Yeah. Yeah, we're catching a little bit of everything. They can come on down. They can look me up, Captain Tommy Alexander, online, or call me at 979-709-8242.
All right, Tommy.
We'll get some of them big Gulf trout.
All right. Well, have a good one. Thanks for the report. See you, man. All right, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
All right,
later. Mickey.
Okay.
Bye.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 439 in the Bayou City. Now we're going to go to Venice, Louisiana. We're going to talk to Mike Jeffcoat, RJ's Hunting and Fishing. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Mickey. How are you, sir?
I'm good. What's up with you, man?
I'm just dodging rain every day. I swear. It's been in the afternoon mainly, but yesterday was in the... early yesterday, so I don't know. It is what it is. It's summertime. Here, y'all getting some rain y'all way too.
I hadn't had any. It's been all around. It just kind of depends on
really?
Where you're at. Yeah, I could sure use about an inch on my yard right now. It's getting pretty crispy.
I wish mine was crispy.
Man, y'all are like Vietnam, Southeast Asia over there. Y'all are in monsoon season this year.
Every 3 days you need to mow now. So.
Yeah, I'm crazy. Telling you.
But now we got that gorgeous river right now. It's just good times, fun times. Finding new places to fish, and it's crazy. I mean, what is today, Friday? Yeah, I didn't talk to y'all yesterday.
It's Friday, yeah. We didn't
connect yesterday.
We didn't connect. We called you, but we didn't get you. I said, well, he must be on him. He's not picking up the phone.
I don't remember what day it was now. It must have been Wednesday or something. One of the passes I run a lot. That got a big bar in it. Got created back in the springtime, I guess, when the river was up high.
Yeah.
And I just happened to be going by it, and I seen a bunch of ladyfish jumping on some little old shad, and I sat down and said, man, I got to look at this. And told my guy, I said, give me just a minute, I'm going to circle back up here, get up current, come back and look at it. And this bar is about, I don't know, 100 yards long now, and got about 2.5 foot of water over top of it. Mm-hmm. It's clean now, and I seen a big old cloud, and I said, I looked up, wasn't no cloud in the sky, and there was a big old ball of shad up on top of that bar, and them ladyfish was torching them out, you know, and I picked up, throwed in there, first cast caught one, and some guy, and I think, we might have something going here. Man, I fire pulled down, and it was crazy for about an hour. Had a tire just right on it, and I don't know. I mean, we caught probably 60, 70 redfish off the top of that bar in an hour. Just ever cast, just about. And all of them was from 18 to 20 inches long.
See, that happened to me Tuesday. I waded up on a little shell ridge, and it's about the same setup. It's not quite as big as what you were fishing, but it was about 30 yards long and about 2 feet wide, and it just comes up to about 2 feet of water. And we're standing in waist deep throwing to it. We stood in one place and caught redfish every cast.
Just crazy.
We walked out of them. We left them biting. And they were all like 22 to 27 inches. Just perfect flies.
Wow, that was really good. Yeah. Really good.
Yeah. And it just, way it is right now.
Yeah, it is. Our trout. I mean, matter of fact, I need to call this guy. He sent me a text the other day about trout and called him back. So if you're listening, brother, I will call you today.
Yeah.
but our trout, it just ain't happening. Can't locate them. I was talking to Chris Wilson. Matter of fact, Chris and Robbie yesterday, and they tarpon fishing mainly right now, and. Just,
yeah, I heard they struggle. They're dying on the vine tarpon fishing right now, too.
Yeah, and it's crazy. They
can't get them
there
to bite. They're seeing millions of fish. Can't get them to eat.
Yep, can't get them to eat. It's kind of like tuna fish. Tuna fish. I had dinner last night at the marina, and I watched nearly every boat, offshore boat there is, come in, and I never saw a tuna fish hit the dock.
Crazy. That just ain't Venice, Louisiana, man. That just,
no, all amberjacks and... That's crazy, you know. What few guys is catching them? If they can get people to burn 400 gallons, they'll go catch them. But
yeah,
that's just crazy. So, I'll tell you, boy, Robbie, he pulled a good one. I don't know, Tuesday or Wednesday. I told him I was going to say it on radio, so I'm going. I'm going to go ahead and burn him.
What did he do?
He ran out of gas.
Only Robbie Melch would run out of gas.
But he did it. Well, that coach hit him.
Oh, that's funny.
See, that Boston Whaler don't pull real good. It takes a lot of boat to get that Boston Whaler up trying to pull it.
Yeah, it does.
But I gave him a hard time about it. He said what was funny. He was off the day before and just forgot to go fill the boat up. I said, well, always first for everything, I guess. So, yeah. There you are.
You might want to top that thing off every day.
I'm telling you, I top my boat off every single day. I don't care if I burnt 5 gallons, I'm going to put 5 gallons back in it.
Because you never know, you have that hard day.
You bet. You might have to up and do it. I mean, you can do it down here.
Right.
I mean, you can burn some fuel down here. People don't realize, you know. And, I mean, I average from 20, 25 gallons a day.
Yeah.
And so, but then there are some days I burn that 40 to 50 gallons.
Right.
You know, you get pushed. You know, bad fishing, weather conditions and stuff, and... You know, you can get pushed a long ways, especially if you make that whole loop.
Well, I remember them old days on Trinity Bay. Remember the old 235 Evinrudes, man? You can't pour gasoline out on the ground as fast as those things
could drink it.
You'd put in the morning, you'd go work birds, and you'd burn 90 gallons of gas and have to come in and go fill back up and then go out and burn another 90 that afternoon working birds. That's crazy. Yep. Burn 180 a day just running birds in Trinity Bay.
Yep. But pretty cheap gas back in them days.
Well, yeah, but still. We made half the money we make now for a guide fee.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Less than half.
Most definitely. So, but, you know, that's, you know, people that's never been here don't realize, it's 26 miles of river from the marina.
Oh, yeah. Just to get to the Gulf.
Yeah, if you run straight down the river, we can get out to the Gulf. 8 miles out of Red Pass. Tiger can't run, man.
I just had never run it enough.
Well, you can't run Tiger anymore. Tiger's got a bar in it now that they tried to take care of it a couple of times, but they finally give up on it. So
you can't James Bond it and jump it.
No.
Billy Bob, fastest boat on the river.
Old Billy Bob.
Hey, that's so funny, man. That's my brother, Billy Bob.
But inshore fishing is just a lot of fun right now. You know, especially for me, you know, I'm pretty much straight up plastic guy, so I'm pretty much going to really catch them. And I showed some guys the other day about it. I had a bachelor group, and you ain't going to catch one ever cast on plastic, but you're going to catch quality fish on plastic, that's for sure.
Right.
And the other boat I had worked with, they a little limited on talent, but they was trainable. Matter of fact, Brent Ballet was helping me on it, and he had some shrimp on it. He called me and he said, "Man, I got them lit up over here. Come over here." And we went over there and I told him, "We done had our limit." I told guys, I said, "He's throwing shrimp. I'm going to tell you right now, he's dead shrimp." And he was. He was every single cast, you know. And I pulled up every plastic and we couldn't catch one every cast, but when we did catch one, he was 25-inch fish, you know. So that's just a prime example of it. Most definitely, everything like shrimp, so. You know, he was throwing plastic, but he was tipping it with shrimp. And so, this made a difference. But the fish he was catching were all 16-inch fish. So, and man, we've got a rash of 6-inch fish that have showed up. And where these fish come from, I don't have no idea. And there shouldn't be no 6-inch fish this time of year.
6-inch fish.
Yes, sir. 6-inch redfish. I mean, you can get on them with that dead shrimp. You can catch one every single cast.
I mean, those are fresh off the spawn, man. But if they were spawned, if they were spawned last fall, you'd think they'd be bigger than 6 inches by now.
No, them fish from last year, they're legal fish now. They're 16 inches.
Right. For y'all, that's what I figured that first year they'd get to about 16.
So that just tells us, you know, we had that little lull in our bull fishing.
That's what they were doing.
That's what they done.
They were squirting, man.
Exactly. And so, you know, had a double spawn here. Why, we don't know, but I ain't run into a biologist yet, but I can't wait to find one. I'm going to talk to him about it. So, and the sad part of it is, you know, it's getting that time now. September's coming up, and they're fixing to go.
Boy,
you know, they've caught them real good this week. I hadn't bull redfish this week at all. But last week, they was really tough to catch or even to find.
Mm-hmm.
And then this week, they really out there chewing, so go figure. So, and I think the amount of shad we have this year, I mean, the pogie situation is...
Same here, Mike. It's the most we've ever seen. It's just incredible. I mean, you can't go anywhere without just millions of shad on the surface.
That's what I'm talking about. And I think that has another deal to do with them bull reds. I think, you know, we're just not finding them. They might be deeper. I know there's fish deeper because I done caught them deep one time. So I don't know. But we have definitely got an overpopulation of shad, that's for sure. And our fish are so fat. I mean, they're just swole up.
Protein fed, man, all them shad.
Protein fed. Exactly. And there ain't no shortage of gadtop, I can tell you that.
No, they're eating good. And, boy, there's some bullheaded ones swimming around out there, buddy. Star turning on gadtop.
You know, the boat I'm running right now is black, and in the side of it's horrible. I was looking yesterday, and I'm going to get pressure washer on this. So it's turning white.
Boy.
Yeah.
Need an air chisel to chisel it off your rub rail. Snot.
But I told the guys the other day, all three of them, they just want to get one bull. come on, Cap, we just want one piece, and we'll go keep the fishing the rest of the day. They was kind of lazy on me, and they wouldn't pop that cork, you know, and but you let it set, you're in trouble. I mean, they're tripling up on gaff top, and after about 20, 30 minutes of it, I said, look, I'm not taking another one of them off. If y'all not going to pop that cork like I tell you to, you know, we're going to have to go do something different because I'm not taking another gaff top off.
What are you putting under a cork right now? Gulp or just straight up soft plastic or what?
Just soft plastic.
Just soft plastic.
It's pretty much any color, too.
If you got somebody that can really fish, they can just go freestyle. They don't need a cork, huh?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Oh,
okay.
And, you know, there's some guys catching them on rattle traps, but that's a nightmare.
Hey, how about a 6-pound gaff top swallowing a rattle trap, man? That is so nasty.
That is nasty.
I had one swallow one of my favorite Lilies the other day, and if I hadn't loved that bait so much, I'd have let him have it. It's hard to give a $15 bait to a 5-cent gaff top, I can tell you that.
Exactly.
All right, Mike, I got to roll, man. It's break time again. Somebody wants to call you and come over to Venice, how they get a hold of you?
Give me a call at 832-338-9376. Catch us on the web at rjhuntingfishing.com.
All right, bud. Well, Mike, good talking to you. I'm glad I got a hold of you. Have a good day.
You too.
Later. All right, see you, man. Take care. All right, it's Mike Jeffcoat over in Venice, Louisiana.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.